We've next got school student Dawood Hamdani. He's in the Young Communist League, and he'd like to say his part.
Brilliant introduction from the chair there. My name is Dawood Hamdani,
and I'm a member of the executive committee of the Young Communist League. I'd like to say a couple of things. Firstly, I'd like to extend the warmest fraternal greetings on behalf of the YCL. And secondly, I'd like to say congratulations on an absolutely fantastic occupation that you've put together here. Now, I've prepared a speech, so you'll have to pass judgment on it later on, I'm afraid. I'm 19 years old, okay? I've just graduated from the sixth form of John Taylor High School in Staffordshire with my A-levels. I'd like to be able to go to university in 3 years' time. Average student debt at present is over £20,000 in many cases, and it takes many years to repay. If student fees rise to £9,000 a year, which is what they're talking about, we're going to be paying off our tuition fees with our pensions. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, did I say pensions? If these punks in government get their go-ahead, we're not going to have a pension or a retirement age. They're going to make us work ourselves into the ground. This struggle is not just purely political anymore. This is a personal struggle. I, for one, cannot afford tuition fees of £9,000 a year. And I dare say that many people in the room are in the same boat that I am, right? Okay. I'm going to be entirely straight with you. We are facing a crisis. A crisis that was not brought about by working people like ourselves. But equally so, it's a crisis that we cannot allow ourselves to be fooled, that was brought about by the greed of a few measly bankers. This crisis was inevitable. It is a crisis of the system itself. It is a crisis of capitalism. And those who stand to gain from it, the rich, the ruling class and the Tories, they intend to make us pay for their greed with deep cuts in public services, with massive job losses, and with crippling hikes in university fees and taxes. For the last 30 years, working people in Britain have suffered crushing defeat after crushing defeat at the hands of these bloodsuckers. But no more. You, students of Sheffield, have said no more. You've stood up and you've taken a stand to defend your institution, your right to education, and ultimately your future. The entire nation now is looking to you. This government has declared a class war on us and you've risen in defence. You must stand resolute in solidarity and draw strength from the knowledge that your struggle here is the inspiration for countless school, college and university students like myself across the country. Their aim is to price us out of knowledge. A student, I like to think about it, is like a farmer. I'm sorry if it's demeaning, but we are, unfortunately. I'll explain. A farmer, if he cannot afford to buy a plough, if a farmer cannot afford to buy a plough or a shovel, he can't afford to cultivate his land. How can he improve his lot in life? If a student cannot afford education, how are we meant to cultivate our minds, and how can we improve our lot in life? Our answer does not lie in doing nothing, and it does not lie in just waiting 4.5 years and then voting for the Labour Party. Because they would have brought in exactly the same cuts had they been elected that we are facing here and now. Okay? The answer lies in broad-based campaigning movements like the People's Charter and the Coalition of Resistance. One of our tools at our disposal is the Morning Star newspaper. I'd urge all of you to begin reading it. Christmas is the time of miracles, and the students of Sheffield have pulled off one hell of a miracle here with their occupation. Okay, I'm being urged to hurry up, so I'm going to finish with a few words from a brilliant band called Rage Against the Machine, and I think they say it best with their song Settle for Nothing. If we settle for nothing now, we will settle for nothing later. If we don't take action now, we will settle for nothing later. And I, for one, personally, I'm not going to sit by and do nothing whilst every victory that the working class has won since the end of the Second World War is eroded. I am not going to sit by and settle for nothing. And I thank God that you aren't either. You workers and students unite and fight.